Give me really what you would like and then what you see the role being with the game.
Competing in secondary as a safety and a nickel. That is something that we felt he'd be really good at, would excel at. Playmaker has an instinct for reacting to plays before anybody else sees him. Just a step ahead of the rest of the defense, and covers a lot of ground. Covers up a lot of holes. Like his ball skills. I got it. You know, he's going to play the safety position with corner skills, and that's something that we value very much.
Would you consider moving him to corner full time?
He'll have that shot as a nickel player. So you're talking versatility, and you know, again, that's something that we value a lot in this draft.
And did he play a lot of nickel in college?
Yeah, very effectively.
The Seahawks obviously have a smaller than normal safety in Earl Thomas. I mean, are there skills there? I mean, is Thomas sort of the prototype for that type of position?
When you study Jimmy Ward and his ability to tackle, he's got a knack for making the appropriate tackle. You know, sometimes it's pretty violent, pretty vicious. He makes that decision right at the last second. Again, you see the instincts and the traits come out quite a bit. Get down tackler, he can be a violent cut tackler. You know, he is a presence when he's tackling ball carriers.
Jim, you guys obviously drafted Derek Reed last year and gave Antoine Bethea a pretty good contract. Is it worth it to take a player in the first round who might only be a nickel guy for the foreseeable future, like several years?
Well, I mean, this year's, you know, I don't want to put any expectation on what it is. Other than he's a very good football player, and he'll compete at spots in our secondary. And he's versatile enough to do that, and that's something that we're excited about and something we value very much.
Jim, what kind of reconnaissance did you do personally with him in terms of meeting or talking to other players about it?
He visited us, and we visited him at the combine. Very upbeat, positive, likable guy. Loves football, and those things came across and were evident.
Jim, when a guy doesn't play in the BCS conference, do you have to take different things into account when you're evaluating him to try to gauge how he'll fit in at this level?
I think there's a lot of Mac pride that'll be working in his advantage. Just ask Joe Staley. We feel, and our doctors feel, that he will be good to go, ready to go for the start of training camp.
Do you remember when he had surgery?
No, I don't remember when he had surgery.
Everyone kind of looked at corner and wide receiver. Obviously, actions speak louder than words, but where did the corners and wide receivers factor into that discussion, what to do at number 30?
They factored in, you know, all the players that went in the first round are extremely good players, and you know, our scouting staff, our coaches scouted it very similar, and I thought the strategy to, you know, make our picks when it was our time to pick paid off for us. We got a player that we valued taking with that 30th pick.
Did you guys consider trading up to get anyone you had targeted earlier?
There was considerations made, and in the end, we thought the best thing for our team was to sit there at 30 and keep our fingers crossed and you know, get a player that we really valued.
With that nickel spot, Vic's been – he entrusted it to Carlos because he said it was such a difficult position to play that you have to have, like, that veteran know-how. How confident are you that a rookie can catch up and learn that so fast?
Well, there's a process for any rookie – coming into the league. And I don't have a timetable on that. But, again, it's a very valued position. We treat it like a starter. Plays 60-plus percent of the time as a starter. So, again, very valued position and a valued player that, that we feel has the ability to compete for that position. Eric Wright and Parrish Cox.
Couple more.
If you were to play safety, you know, as a rookie, would you need to give the player a read a break, or you know, how would you work into that position?
Initially, as an understudy.
If I wrote this down, you said in your interview that he probably really likes football. Mm-hmm. What does a guy say in his interviews that? It seems like everybody that would be drafted would like football, but that obviously stuck out in your mind. What does a guy say to give you that impression? What question?
Well, more by what they do than what they say. You see it on the tape, the way he plays the game of football. You know, he doesn't shy away. He when it comes to contact, when you study this player, you'll see that he's trying to get from point A to point B as fast as he can and hit somebody. And that speaks volumes.
Do you consider right now Tremaine Brock and Chris Culver your starting cornerbacks?
They are. They certainly have the license and the ability to be our starting cornerbacks.
How is Jimmy running on? I mean, he's a safety, thinks he'll run more, but since he does have some of those skills as well.
Very versatile. He could play down in the. In the low part of the box, he could blitz. He was using the deep part of the safety, made plays on the ball, and he was also used as a nickel. Covering the slot receivers.
Anything else? Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. All right.